Picture and Best Director. And earlier this year, his film of Les Misérables won three more.
I was thinking that Cecily Mendelssohn, my violin teacher, I suppose something came out of it that was good, if it was even not my violin playing.
Tom Hooper talks to Radio 3's Private Passions about the musical influences which have made him such a successful film director.
I went to Ryan Gault recently at the Royal Albert Hall. I just sat there thinking, my God, he has been so influential on film composing. It is kind of outrageous how much of a debt people owe to him.
With music by Beethoven, Handel and Janacek, Tom Hooper on Private Passions, Sunday lunchtime at 12 noon on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. A very good evening to you. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction. Let me hand you on to Nick Luscombe.
Thanks very much, Ian. We start with a new version of a Beatles classic. Pakistani ensemble, the Satchel Studios Orchestra, and their unique take on the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby, taken from Jazz and All That. An album in memory of Dave Brubeck, with all the tracks arranged by Izzat Mahid, the album's producer and the co-founder of the studio. And welcome once again to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, here for the next 2 weeks. And as you might know, I kind of like a theme, and I hope like you enjoy what I've got for you over the next 2 weeks. Here's a little clue. Yes, there can only be the sound of prog rock. One great track we're going to be featuring a little bit later on. A track that you'll either really enjoy or will send a shiver down your spine. More about that later. But also coming up, music from, yes, we got some King Crimson and some Deep Purple over the next couple of weeks. On tonight's show, music from Aki Onda. We've got some Lobe Traore at the very end of the show, if we can squeeze that in. Also Julian Lloyd Webber, plus a little heard poem by daredevil stunt bike rider Evil Knievel. And in the background, Bristol-based musician, producer and visual artist Kayla Painter from her latest release on London-based electronic music label Bitflanx. This is Gaga. Never find our way.
what they say. How can it feel this wrong? From this moment, how can it feel this wrong?
The Bristol connection with those two tracks, Portishead, of course, a track called Roads from Dummy, which comes out actually 20 years ago next year, so celebrating 20 years of release of our debut album in 2014. And I can remember hearing all about it and reading the hype about Portishead back then, and I just kind of ignored it until I actually listened to it, and then they became my sort of instant favourite new band. And before that, up-and-coming young producer Kayla Painter, also from Bristol. And now new music from husband and wife cello duo Julian and Yashin Lloyd Webber. The album features the world premiere performances of duets for two cellos with piano, as well as music from the great composers across the classical spectrum, including Evo Peetz, Rachmaninoff, Schumann, Vivaldi and Bach. From A Tale of Two Cellos, this is an arrangement by Julian Lloyd Webber of a madrigal by Monti Verdi. Thank you. That's from Thomas Louis de Victoria's Tenebrae Responsories, performed by Nigel Short's Tenebrae. Thank you for your tweets tonight, but they're always welcome. And emails to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. You can tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Thanks to those of you already who've really enjoyed the Portishead track that we featured earlier. That's great to know. And also, just coming up later on, we've got some prog rock as well. So I can see a few people getting excited to hear the wonderful myths and legends of King Arthur coming up very shortly here on Late Junction. Earlier this year, the Juto Monks of Tibet signed to Universal Music. The album Chants, the Spirit of Tibet was produced by Youth, the bassist for the post-punk band Killing Joke, who described the sound as a musical system intentionally designed to alter your consciousness towards an illuminated and enlightened state. Here's an excerpt from Le Grand Noir, Maha Laku. Oh.
Thank you.
from a collection of early work from Japanese experimental composer Kazuo Uehara, Technology Expo 85 Music for Cell Universe, which was specially composed for the Health and Sports Pavilion at the International Expo held at Tsukuba in Japan in 1985. The space comprised of 27 multi-screen films and stereophonic space. And before that, another Japanese artist, Aki Onda, a musician who's really developed a unique artistic path, particularly in the way he produces his albums as he travels the world with a couple of Sony Walkmans collecting sounds, which he later plays back using the same Walkman as part of his live show. And from 1998, you heard Midnight Radio from an album called Beautiful Contradiction. Brazilian singer-composer Adriana Calcanhotto now, who released her first album back in 1990. And this is from her eighth from 2008 called Marei, Seu Pensamento, Your Thought.
Terá os pés na pedra, o vento no caminho. ci dà mai, io voglio lo primo amante ci dà mai. Donna ci stai, la riba della Francia,
oh, della Francia.
Dimmi l'amore come se comincia, dimmi l'amore come se comincia. E se comincia con sogni e con palle, e va a finire con pene e lamenti, e va a finire con pene e lamenti. Amore, amore, c'è mai fatto fare,
mai fatto fare.
E 15 anni mai fatto facire, e 15 anni mai fatto facire.
That really is excellent. I just wish that went on for another at least 5 minutes. Fantastic stuff from accomplished veteran of music known as Salento from the southernmost part of Italy's Puglia region, Giancarlo Paglialunga with Tamai. I also played you the title track from Laura J. Martin's Dazzle Days album, recorded over 3 months on a journey from Magal to Hoxton via Reykjavik, with regular collaborators Mike Lindsay from Tongue on vocals and Benj, who mixed and added synth. Thank you for your tweets. Great one from Steve Palmer. Symphonic prog rock on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. Wow, which is great. I like that. And that's coming up very soon. Yeah, looking forward to playing you that one. Also one from Christina, who bizarrely writes, Late Junction currently appears to be playing Mulligan and Hare's version of When a Child is Born. Don't quite get that one, so I'm going to ponder that one a little bit while we play the next piece of music. Well, actually, it's a poem, quite extraordinary poem, from a true legend, pretty much the nearest the world has ever come to a real-life flying superhero, complete with a cape, but with two wheels, and also has an entry in the Guinness Book of World Records as the survivor of most bones broken in a lifetime. Evel Knievel, one of America's greatest icons from the 70s, but did you also know that he wrote poetry?
It's hard to think of a man who is made, at least in part, of steel as a poet. And perhaps it would embarrass him to be called one. But listen for yourself as Evil reveals his creative side.
This poem that I wrote came about. I was in Chicago for a show at the Navy Pier. And it was after I had been hurt so badly in Las Vegas, and I just got back on crutches and was able to walk, and I weighed about 130, 135 pounds. I remember they'd take me over there and they'd stand me up and they'd say, show the film of him jumping. They'd show the film and I'd stand there by my motorcycle and everybody come up and look at me. I wasn't very well known then by a lot of people. And they'd say, why do you do it? What's the matter with you? Why do you keep on doing it? And I, you know, I'd say, well, you know, money's good or this, that, or I didn't know how to answer them really. I got so tired of getting asked why, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was on my way back to Los Angeles to perform for a man named Al Dobrich, who had the Dobrich International Circus at the time, and I was trying to get stronger so I could perform for him. And I remember when I was coming back across Texas, I think it was, and I had what they call an Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser station wagon. It had a glass top. And I was really delirious, almost to a point that my temperature was so high, and I was laying in the back of it, and I was looking out through this glass top, and I got to thinking about the question why that people ask me. And I said to Ray, I said, give me a notepad. Well, I was concerning writing a song, but I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, so I wrote this poem, and I wrote it in a matter of an hour or 2 hours, just before it got daylight, it was done. And I think that it answers the question for every man and woman on the face of this earth at the end of it, why you do what you do and why I do what I do in life. And it's a very simple thing. And the poem goes like this. I'll do it for you. It seems that everywhere in this world I go, no matter who or what I know, the people, they look, and most of them stare, and I wonder if they really care. You see this cane with its golden crown? Some of them smile, but most of them frown. I hear them laugh, and I see them cry. No matter what, they all ask why. Why? Well, I'm just like you, and you, and you, and your wife. We all have a special purpose in life. And my way of life, I'm glad that I found, for like you, I too make the world go round. We're all alike. Oh, yes, we are. We all have a dream on some faraway star. For me, when it's over and done, at the end of a day, my men go to relax, but I go to pray. For I know that tomorrow, in some other place, I'll have that jump again to face. Each time I was hurt, they all said, that guy is lucky that he's not dead. And they were right. But I wanted to get up, try it again. I kept telling myself that I knew I could win. So I'd close my eyes and to the Lord I would pray. Oh, help me, God. Let me walk someday. And he did. Every stitch on every scar has just brought me closer to my dream afar. To be a man and to do my best, to stand alone is my only quest. Success is a term that has broad use. For you and I to have none in life, there's no excuse. For you to do what I do is not right. But for me, it's not wrong. What I've been trying to tell you all along is that it's got to be. So, if you wonder why, the answer to that is that just like you, I've got to be me. Thank you.
My hair is longer and my face strong, thin from the years of searching for the truth. Ooh, in a valley for the bones. Ooh, we're gonna rise up and head on home. We all wander through the shattered old world, getting more glass on our feet. Leaving bloody tracks everywhere we turn, like a morbid hide and go seek. Ooh, in a valley of the bones. Ooh, we're gonna rise up and get on our own. 2 plus 2 ain't always 4, and sometimes black ends up white. And there's a million shades of a gray in between. We manage to shed a little light. Ooh, in a valley of the bones. Ooh, we're gonna rise up here on our own. I've been in every patchwork revival, tip from here to yawn. So
able to recognize your own kin. I have returned like a prodigal son.
From a new album, Exodus of the Deemed Unrighteous by Lincoln Durham, Ballad of a Prodigal Son. And before that, Evel Knievel with the poem Why. Beautiful stuff on 8 Junction, I think you'll agree. Right, are you sitting or perhaps maybe you're lounging comfortably? It's time for my first prog rock track of my 2 weeks here on 8 Junction. And it's, well, it's not exactly a request. It's more like a request not to play this track. Kieran Train sort of mentioned it in a great email that he sent through. And don't worry, Kieran, we'll be playing a track that you've actually requested coming up over the next couple of weeks. But actually, this track isn't so bad. I had a good listen through to it a couple of times. There's lots to enjoy. And I, for one, would be keen to see King Arthur on Ice if there was a remake.
The myths and legends of King Arthur and the knights of the Round Table.
Thank you. Surfing is my life.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Fasten your safety belt. Wow, we traveled so fast that here we are in 2050 already.
That's taken from one of my favourite album discoveries from Japan during the last year or so. Jan Tomita's music for Astro Age, packed full of steel pan drums, Sun Ra and John Cage covers as well. And also features some of his own originals, including that, the album closer, Astro Freaks. And before that, well, what do you think? Rick Wakeman from The Myths and Legends of King Arthur. More prog rock tomorrow night with Deep Purple. Music for Benjamin Britten's third string quartet now, which was written at the end of Britten's life and refers specifically to his last opera, Death in Venice. Here it is performed by the Tokash Quartet. Thank you. That's from an album of Welsh medieval harp music by Bill Taylor called Musica from the Robert Ap Hugh manuscript. And the record features tracks played on two historical harps, a 21-string Romanesque harp and a 26-string late medieval bray harp. Now, this year's British Composers Awards results have just been announced. And if you tune into Here and Now on Radio 3 this Saturday, you'll be able to hear more from the awards ceremony. And then tonight's Late Junction with music from the winner of the Contemporary Jazz Composition category, John Sermon, here with the Salisbury Festival Chorus conducted by Howard Moody. This is No Twilight. Good night.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to Music Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katrina Young. It's Handel who'll be keeping us company for the next couple of hours. Music played for the most part by one ensemble, but in two different venues. Hervé Niquet brought his baroque group Le Concert Spirituel to the 2012 Proms, music for the Royal Fireworks and water music coming up later. But they were also busy that year at a festival in Antwerp. Lots of Handel on the menu there too, starting with a concerto grosso, one of a set he wrote while he was living in London. They were part of a plan to entice audiences to come to his oratorios. I think I'd be persuaded by this.
Thank you. Thank you.